The Kakadu plum is an Australian native superfood containing 100 times more vitamin C than oranges. So why have you never heard of it? PR. No one's drinking a Kakadu smoothie? I'm J.B. Smoove, and that was a full episode of my new podcast, Straightforward, inspired by guaranteed straightforward pricing from AT&T Fiber. Get what you want without the complicated. AT&T Fiber, live like a gigillionaire. Available wherever you get your podcast. Limited availability in select areas. Visit AT&T.com/hypergig for details.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
I'm so excited to tell you JCPenney and country music singer-songwriter Walker Hayes are partnering together on a new limited-time men's collection for the everyday guy. What I love about Walker Hayes is his laid-back nature. He's a family man, and being a country megastar while also having 7 kids, you know he likes to keep his style cool and casual. This new collection is perfect for the guy living the t-shirt life or someone wanting some fresh options that feel just as good. It's easy to wear, affordable styles that celebrate the ultimate family man, along with the quality, durability, and sensibility dads appreciate. Available online Saturday, May 4th at jcp.com and in-store Thursday, May 16th. Just in time for Father's Day. Limited time only. JCPenney, make it count.
Hey, listen.
How do we start this episode up?
Yeah.
We always just improv it.
Yeah, that's
you just
true.
Start it, and I'm like, all right.
Would you be surprised to hear that it's already under?
No, I wouldn't be surprised one bit.
Welcome to One Upsmanship. I'm one of your hosts, Michael Swaim.
I'm one of your hosts, Adam Ganser.
And with us today is a very special guest.
Hi, I'm Starlene Hodge.
Hooray. Thank you for coming, Star.
Of course. Yeah.
And let's jump right into it because we got a lot to talk about, not a lot of time to talk about it. Today we are covering Overwatch.
Yeah.
Overwatch.
Mm.
And if you are like me and only vaguely, peripherally knew what Overwatch was, you're going to need a speedrun. So we pass our first checkpoint and enter the speedrun portion. We're going to have our very first guest monologist.
I will try my best.
Star.
It's going to be great.
Who was instrumental in choosing Overwatch to cover
so,
this week.
So, question. Speedrun about the actual gameplay or speedrun about the story?
And time begins. Go, you gotta
okay,
go.
Okay, so Overwatch was an organization that was there to help save the world against, like, the robot army that came and, like, tried to destroy each other and AIs and stuff. So there was that. They came in. They took care of it. It was great. They helped keep peace around the world. But then, like, they were around for too long. People were like, we don't need these guys anymore. So they disbanded them. And now bad guys are coming back up. Terrorists are showing back up. Robots are bad again. A little bit, but not really. And so they've recalled them. And now that's where the setting of the game is. And the actual game is you're on a team. You get to pick a character that does some cool shit. And you have to fight against the other team that's essentially the same characters. And you're either moving a payload or fighting against each other or trying to take a control point. And that's mostly the game.
What kind of
and
thing
that's
do
time.
You do? Fair enough.
Respect the rules of the game, my friend.
I mean, I was just trying to help her finish out the... We didn't describe what kind of game it is.
Yeah,
team,
you know...
Team shooter?
Great.
There you go. It's a team shooter.
Helpful, yeah.
But I would say the speed run is a thing of art, not science.
That's true.
It is what
That's
it
true.
Is. But I.
But we, you do have to beat Bowser at the end of Mario 3, or you didn't speed run.
We can fill in additional information.
Fair enough.
As we
yeah,
go,
I'm, I was just like, I don't know. These are the things I know
no,
about
it was great.
The game that
you
I like.
You did a great job.
Here's the thing. It was the fastest speed run we've done by far.
Okay.
By yeah, leaving was. Some stuff out. So yeah, it's like a not 100% completion of
no.
the level. But
she
you got
a warp
the
whistle.
End. It was like you're playing Sonic and you didn't get a single ring, but God, you got to the end of that round fast.
But she didn't get hit by a single fucking
you just,
robot.
You just went.
Yeah. I just went.
Really
Is
impressive.
Is that a way to win the game? Can you do that?
You have to fight the bosses
know.
At the end of each stage at least.
I don't know how you would never collect a ring in Sonic and do it, but
it would be
I'd be
hard,
impressed.
It'd be hard to avoid hitting.
Yeah, it really yeah. would. Really,
that'd be a way to play it, though.
But there are
that'd be fucking amazing.
I've seen enough gamers do physically impossible stuff that I'm like, I'm sure some weirdo
I'll tell you what, that
out.
Wouldn't be fast. That'd be the slowest fucking game in the world, trying to avoid the rings in Sonic.
That's true.
Oh.
And yeah. Dopplering right by is yeah. checkpoint number two.
Yeah.
This is where we're actually going to get into our opinions on the game.
Mm.
Star, we'll give you some time to think because you did okay. the speed run, so you'll be player three. What should we do?
Should I think Roche you should go first. For it?
I should, I go, think you should first? Go first. Yeah. Okay. Well, Adam, before recording, you predicted my response to this game. Let's see how right you were. My little rant on Overwatch is that I think it's very well balanced. I mm-hmm. love the aesthetic.
Yeah.
As usual, Blizzard has some of the best artists working in the field.
Yep.
Adam's just grinning and nodding because he could like write my parts of this podcast now.
Yep.
But I think I will diverge from you. One thing you said, which is... you predicted that I'd give it a lot of credit for that stuff, and I don't give it that much credit for that stuff. Because I feel like it's just Team Fortress Classic 2.
Yes.
By Blizzard. And I, as you know, I'm really into innovation. I think the story is strong based on the short we just watched, and not at all similar to Team Fortress Classic. But the concept of rolling out a team-based shooter with cartoon shorts accompanying, I'm like, Valve already did that. You stole that from Valve. That's Team Fortress Classic. And I think they also did a great job. This is better. It's got way more characters. The characters are cooler. The graphics are better. It's a bigger world. But I still, it's really hard with me if it's not a totally fresh thing.
Sure.
I am all about freshness.
You're a fresh boy.
And then the other thing that I had stacked against it, as far as I'm concerned, is I have, and I don't play Team Fortress Classic.
Mm-hmm.
I do not play online multiplayer PvP games.
What's the game you sunk the most time into of that genre?
Oh, gosh. Does Call of Duty 1 count?
Yeah.
Yeah,
there was a phase where I played Call of Duty 1 and got somewhat competitive. But ever since then, I can't stand the wait times. I can't stand getting matched with people.
Yeah.
I can't stand getting my ass handed to me over and over. I can't stand the social awkwardness of interacting with strangers if I put on the headset.
Yeah.
All of that.
Oh, just never do that. Never put on the headset. Well,
Adam knows I love Destiny, but I don't play the raids unless Adam can get a team of people we know together. Yeah.
Been trying.
Yeah. But you'll play all the time with randos.
I put in a lot of time, embarrassing amounts of time on Destiny.
But you don't have the social awkwardness where you'd be like, shut up, dude. I'm just like...
I will tell children to shut up. Yes, yeah. I will do that. Yeah, I've been known to do that.
My rant is that this is clearly one of those games that's so good that is not for me. Like, it's not the kind of game I like. End of rant.
Fair.
I'm having a hard time looking at Star.
It's fine. The thing. People are allowed to not like things.
Exactly.
And that's okay because it just never takes away from my enjoyment of the thing.
No, yeah. You love things very earnestly and passionately.
If you happen to follow us on Twitch, our one-upsmanship stream, Adam and I got very heated about Psychonauts.
We did.
The Last of Us.
I've thought a lot about that conversation.
Me too.
We'll have to come back to
some of my enjoyed that conversation. That was one of the best streams. I was like, because I'm sitting drawing, listening to, whenever you guys stream, it's great. I'm like, oh, I could draw. And I'm like listening to conversations, but I know these people, so it's fine. And that whole like rant you guys had, I was just like, this is pretty deep. This is good.
We tried. Yeah.
It was like, I was like with you, then against you, then with Adam. It was a roller coaster, man.
I didn't even want to be.
All right. Great. So we're going to warp pipe. I'm going to hand the controller over to player two.
Yeah, I'm going to take it this turn. So I want to reference this short we just watched for the purposes of, like, I would say none of the story elements of this game would be clear at all if I hadn't watched the short. Right. I did watch it. And
the show was released at E3, right?
Or yeah.
This was the one that when they announced the game, they showed this short. Yeah. And it's actually harder to find this short now online. Yeah. Blizzard on their YouTube channel kind of only keeps up like 6 or 7 of the shorts they did, but they've done like 10 or 12. Yeah. So, but people have put it together. They've put all the shorts together as a big movie. So you could find them. It's there. But yeah.
I would say it's a little unfair to exclude it entirely from the way you analyze the game, because the way we consume games now, there will always be a trailer that's part of how we encountered the game for the first time. Like, we referenced that with Super Mario Odyssey. So I think it's fair that the first one is sort of a setup for what the game is. But all of the story that's implied of, you know, this global network and the robots and all that shit, none of that shit is in the game at all.
It's not.
And that's bullshit to me. It's bullshit for the same reason it's bullshit in Destiny, where it's like, this is a really cool world, actually, turns out, but like, no, I don't emotionally care about it because you didn't let me. You didn't let me care about it because it's not in the game. So that's number one. Number two, I have mixed feelings about PvP stuff because I play it, but this game actually required more skill than I wanted to put into a game, believe it or not. I like it when everybody kind of has the same amount of skills and like the same basic set of skills, and I beat them or they beat me. I like that. That's fun because that delivers the competitive thing. When I'm the gorilla and I can't beat the fucking sniper because the gorilla's bad against the sniper or whatever, and it's like a really complex version of Rochambeau, I'm just less interested in that game. And I shouldn't be, because it shows some of my limitations as a human being, but like that bums me out a little bit. Also, I think one of the important things for Overwatch is playing it with friends. Like, if you're playing it with friends, mm-hmm. I think you're having a great time. If you're playing it by yourself or with randos, as you said, it's not as rewarding as like Call of Duty, and I use that. We'll investigate that later. But like Call of Duty is, it satisfies the bloodlust competitor part of me, the animal brain part of me, and like Overwatch rejects that entirely, which is kind of unique and cool. In general, this game fits to me into what Blizzard does excellently, which is they come up with really interesting concepts that are very involved and do a lot of great sort of terrestrial world building, and then find a loop that's fun. Because the loop to Overwatch is fun, but then like either you're into this like world or you're not, and I was not. That's my rant.
Player three.
All right, so my rant on it is obviously going to be a positive rant about it. Here's the thing: I got into it because of the shorts. My first encounter of this game. Actually, there was two encounters. One, I remember the controversy over Tracer's butt. That was a thing. And I remember people talking about
it.
Like a winning pose or whatever that they were showing off. And it was just like, it's very butt heavy.
Sure.
Kind of. And people were like, oh, stereotypical game, blah, 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 blah. And people were mad. And then I heard months later, they showed like, these are actually all our female characters. And they were varied in body size and type and
that's true.
Ethnicity and all this. So I remember seeing that going, huh, interesting. Mm-hmm. Cool. I'm glad they're doing that. And then I saw the short and made me go, wait, do I want to play this game? This seems neat. And then I waited for the release to come out, all that stuff, which means I missed a lot of the skins that were for pre-order.
Oh, you're hooked.
Oh, yeah.
You're fucking hooked.
I was just like, shit, there's a skin that I really want that I will never get.
You can't buy them retroactively?
No.
No, let's because this is a great game to talk about loot boxes.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because so I think a lot of people would say, this is a good game for loot boxes.
Oh yes.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
So we should talk about that.
So once I got into it and I realized, I'm like, there's options of female characters that I could choose from. Because normally when I play like a fighting game or anything like that, there's like one, maybe two, sometimes three if I'm lucky. Female characters that I could pick from, because when you give me a billion characters to choose from, you got to limit it. I'm like, I don't have time to learn all these characters. So I'm going to reduce it down to like, okay, who can I pick from? And I like playing the girl characters because that makes me feel included. And there was now options and I could go, oh, I could actually sit and choose and figure out what gameplay I actually enjoy instead of going, these are my limitations because these are the only three girl characters you have. So I'm going to learn how to play this. And now it's like, oh, I could try to be a healer. I could try to be a tank. I could try like all the types because you gave me multiple options to do so and figure out what kind of character and gameplay I enjoy.
Yeah, it's
and
much that bigger was great. Than, it's and, much yeah. bigger than Team Fortress. There's like 20 some characters, right?
There's 26 or 27 now. They just released a new evil healer, which was
that's
interesting
a great idea.
And great.
Well, that's what Blizzard's so good at. They come up with interesting archetypes. That fit into their larger loop. They're great at that.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
Today I'm going to give you some straightforward advice on how to deal with naughty kids. How about instead of timeouts, time ins? Time for you to start paying some bills. I'm J.B. Smoove, and that was a full episode of my new podcast, Straightforward. Inspired by guaranteed straightforward pricing from AT&T Fiber. Get what you want without the complicated. AT&T Fiber, live like a Gagillionaire. Available wherever you get your podcast. Limited availability in select areas. Visit AT&T.com/hypergig for details.
Okay. I love Walker Hayes. He's amazing. He's so fun. Such a great entertainer. And that's why I'm so excited that JCPenney and country music singer-songwriter Walker Hayes are partnering together on a new limited time men's collection for the everyday guy. The Walker Hayes for JCPenney collection is an upbeat playlist of instant classics with laid-back appeal and down-home vibes. As a dad of 7 kids, he knows exactly what fathers want and need when it comes to their style. This collection reflects his casually cool styles with outdoor-inspired details and versatile colors. Perfect for the guy living the t-shirt life or someone wanting some fresh options that feel just as good. It's easy to wear affordable styles that celebrate the ultimate family man, along with the quality, durability, and sensibility dads appreciate. Available online Saturday, May 4th at jcp.com and in-store Thursday, May 16th. Just in time for Father's Day. Limited time only. JCPenney, make it count.
Game on!
Yeah.
This is the bulk of the podcast where we just talk and talk. It was so hard not to... Yeah, like Golden Axe, Streets of Rage. I love the classic games where it's like, who do you want to be? Guy with like a... blonde crew cut,
yeah,
big beefy Soarin' guy.
Yeah. Yeah.
This other guy, yeah. The or girl in a bikini.
Yeah, and like,
then one I girl just, is just a girl in a bikini.
And that's her whole thing.
Okay, I guess I'll play her. Like, yeah. Like it's the choosing your character reminds me a lot of like the old like fighting games, like, yeah, your Street Fighters, your all, oh, that. Yeah. Like it's Mortal Kombat things.
Chun-Li.
Which I would play those, and Chun-Li, of course, great. I would get into those because I would look up the character stories, mm-hmm, on so my own and go, E-Honda, ooh, I like this. See, I'm going to play this character.
I think you're an interesting prototype for a kind of gamer that is really sort of where we're going, which is the person who doesn't need to have things spoon-fed to them. You want to be asked to investigate.
Yeah, like, give me a hint of it, which, right, the game does do.
It does do that, yeah.
Where I'm like, what is this conversation about that these two characters are having while you're waiting for the game to start? And you're like, what's this dynamic? Yeah. And I'll go, huh, let me look this up.
See, now
I'm...
I also think it makes a lot of sense that, like, as a white male...
Sure.
...who has the gluttony of, like, the glut of options of, like, my story is always represented, it's funny how that means much less to me. Like, to play, yeah, a game, we just played Edith Finch or whatever.
We did.
I never need to connect with any character, but I think that's because I am given so many characters on a daily basis.
It must be, because the thing that intrigued me is that you feel like you have to select the woman in the bikini, whereas at least in the last, like, 4 or 5 years for me, I usually play as somebody that doesn't look like me. And I don't.
Well, it's,
know,
it's just,
I don't know why.
It's just a matter. It's a matter of options. Like if there were characters that looked like me, right, consistently, then I could go like, oh, maybe
that's
I'll go,
fair,
and dabble.
I think it
with,
is. Yeah.
And I've noticed. I've actually started doing that within Overwatch itself, where it's just like, oh, like me. As particularly, there's an option in the arcade mode where it's just like mystery heroes, where you don't get to pick your hero. You're just randomly a, mm-hmm, hero. That's, yeah, the only time I really play characters I'm not familiar with. Because every once in a while, you do go, okay, let me just like play something different.
That's kind of,
and I'll do that,
games,
and I'll,
yeah,
go, and I'm like, ooh, I don't know this game dynamic, but because I looked up all the character stories, I'm like, okay, at least I could kind of,
that's interesting,
feel about this character a certain, yeah, way, and like play them. And I could at least, what's great about Overwatch, there are female characters that I'm like, I don't like playing this character. I like, mm-hmm, the story, but I don't like playing this character, and I don't feel bad about it because, right, I have options of other characters where I'm like,
it does eliminate the need to master everybody.
And that is somewhat unique because Team Fortress Classic doesn't have this because there's a limited range of roles. It feels like a fighting game blended with a PvP shooter in the sense that, yeah, you've made me realize, like a Mortal Kombat X or Soul Calibur, which I'm super into, you end up with like two or three characters or even Smash Brothers, mm-hmm, where you're like, that's the character I always play because, yeah, I don't have time to invest to get good at every character.
Really, you can't. You really, yeah, can't.
How am I going to get good at E-Honda?
And then to have fun, you'll switch around and dabble in other, yeah, characters. I just find I'm always drawn to non-human first. Like,
oh, so
I immediately played as robots.
You played as Bastion
like
first?
The first one I played as was the robot with the bird on its finger. Cause I also
that is
like,
Bastion.
Okay, I like naivety
you should look
and
up,
positivity.
You should look up his short if you really, okay, want to fall in love. It's,
I always
it's
play the old
situation.
Bastards. Literally every time. Like, there's a guy who's an old cowboy. went right to him.
Well, I McCree? Did try him second yeah, I guess because so. Yeah. of Westerns.
The voice yeah. the voice actor who plays McCree, he will play and stream and do the character's voice while playing, and mm-hmm. it fucks with people in the game because he'll
That's
do
so
the
chill.
He'll do the voice lines and he'll do like the ultimate attack. He'll just say the thing, so people will be freaking out, like because his particular ultimate attack is like he'll get up on Dead a high eye. Place and go yeah, it's yeah. high noon and then shoot everybody
that's
it's in his range.
Red Dead Redemption.
So people, if you hear that, you know, duck and cover. Because if you're in his eyesight, you're going to get shot like that's immediately.
Like that's like the first genius that thought of naming their character Xbox off when the Xbox right. One came out and they had the Kinect, and so people would get their game shut off.
Oh,
God damn it, Xbox off! And then the game would shut off. Oh, brilliant. What a great troll.
If I was CI, I'd be doing, like you said, doing all the lines very normally, yeah. lull them into a false sense of security
yeah.
so that they think it's just the auto dialogue.
Yeah.
And then... like call someone out by
but
first
name.
Thing,
the
like,
only
Blake, I'm coming for you. I'd be like, whoa, what's going on?
But here's
on?
The thing: you only hear the voice of the people on your own team, so you're really just fucking right. with your oh, own okay, team. Which right. you, so you don't you really want to do bonds. That, but it's just fun to kind of, you know, like you're having a good time with everybody, and you're just. Yeah. However, I don't tend to play the voice with strangers, just because.
Why not?
Honestly, it's a lot of children.
Yep.
And it's just like, it's like teen sure kids. And I'm like, I don't care about hearing these little kids going, like,
that's really what
it
is.
What are we doing?
I don't care about children.
And so I don't want to play with them. But every once in a while, I'm in a team thing. And it's just like people going, go over here. And they're just playing the game. And that's great. Because we're not trying to like be social. We're just, all right, I'll move over here. And I'll do. And usually when I play with strangers, I tend to play healers because they don't get picked as often.
Mm.
And... No one gets mad at me
Classic
if I mess
tactic.
Up as a healer because you need them on the team.
You're afraid
that goes
people
back
upset with
to
you.
World of Warcraft, EverQuest.
If
you're
I'm
willing,
on voice.
If you're willing to play the White Mage, you're not looking for team for long. People are like, yes, healer,
yeah.
come in.
Right.
Yeah. So it's but that's
like
only if I'm on voice line or if I'm listening. If I'm not listening to anybody, I play whoever I want because they don't know who I am and no.
Is it an incentive for you for a game to be massively multiplayer, a disincentive, or neither?
I like for this particular game, like I like playing with people. I like knowing that it's other people.
Well,
if it was just robots, which
way.
You can do, like to practice.
That's what I played.
That's not.
It's not great.
That's not fun for me because I. It's all like I like knowing that there's people on the other end trying to do it.
Tried every character, which is funny. You're talking about just immediately gravitating to some characters and starting the game and never playing others. I cannot do that. I don't know
hard.
If it's OCD or whatever. I played for 20 minutes with every character.
That's
before
I mean,
I
that's good
the
in the beginning to kind of know who you gravitate to. That's fine.
I got a hot take. So if a game allows for a white mage situation, meaning somebody is allowed to pick a class that prevents them from being excluded.
A support class.
If a game allows a class like that, there's a problem with the game. Because in my opinion, perfect co-op is every single member is equally essential. Right? So there shouldn't be a situation
well,
where there's a class
you
that either...
You can play a game with no healers. There's no like forced
right.
option to do so.
But the
it's
fact
advantageous
that
it, to play a healer,
so I'm gonna
but
use,
you don't have to at all.
I'm going to use Destiny as a counterpart.
Of course you are.
Of course I am. So Destiny doesn't have a healer class, and that's fine. But everybody who goes on a raid has... What's the healer class?
I can't.
There's
I haven't
support
played
classes.
Long. There's support classes where you can create healing fields for your allies, and
yeah.
I find people
That's
are
true.
Very appreciative
That's
of
fair.
That.
Yeah, like the warlock has the rift or whatever.
And I never play as that because I in EverQuest I would never play as a white mage.
Fair
yeah.
enough. but you anyway. I don't want to get it too sidetracked. So the problem, like, so the best thing about doing a raid in Destiny
mm-hmm.
is literally every single person has to perform it correctly. If they don't, and they don't have to perform the healing part, they have to perform just the regular game mechanics part. And if they don't, you lose. And so there is no version of the game where somebody can coast. Because, and I don't say this, I mean, I understand I have a lizard
Lizards
brain that likes to hurt people. Yeah. I understand I have a lizard brain when it comes to games where I like to kill people, like that's fun. But like co-op stuff to me should be like everyone should be essential. You know, and everyone should be able to like
so
should be
would,
able to fail the mission.
You would like the recent changes they made to the most popular healer character because it used to be like if you just wanted a chill game, you were like, I just want to play for like a little bit and I don't want to like do or think too hard. Right. You'd play Mercy because you literally just latch yourself onto somebody and keep healing them. Like, you don't have to shoot. You don't have to do much strategy.
I just hate that.
And people liked it because people liked that. However, they recently changed her and made her character a little bit harder to play, and you have to be more strategic.
Yeah.
And that makes people sense to me. Were livid.
Of course.
I was in the camp of like, damn, there goes my like laid back character when I just want to play for like a second and then go. Now I actually, but I still play her and I have, but now it's more strategy and I have to think about it. And now I end up playing a lot more of the other support characters as a result. So it's made me like expand my gameplay.
I would argue, so here's what I would argue. And like, this is a philosophical question, which is why I'm harping on it. So to me, a game like Overwatch is only really great and only can be great if it encourages you to continue to master all the layers of it, right?
Yeah.
So when there's a character like that, it means there's a certain percentage of people that are not being encouraged or motivated by the game to master it. Mm-hmm. And therefore, there's just something like a little bit broken about it.
Well, then they actively make sure that they notice people's patterns, they notice the gameplay, and they responded to it.
And I like that. I really do. Well, I think that's great.
They're always updating and tweaking people to be like, okay, like this character's a little bit too overpowered. Like, we got to like adjust this.
That's every game now.
Yeah, and that's...
Yeah. That's every multiplayer game does that now.
You can't... Well, I question the philosophical underpinning...
That's what I wanted you to do.
Only because...
It was bait.
You like Destiny, which is an endless loop. Or let's not even make it personal.
You have a dumb face and like Destiny with that
Tetris,
dumb face.
What's funny, Destiny. I don't like Destiny.
Tetris is...
I know you don't.
A repetitive experience. It's one of the best-selling games of all time.
It wouldn't be if it came out now.
Or I don't understand your initial assumption that the game has to continually encourage you to want to get better at a rote task. Although Tetris can do that,
and that's what it does.
Addicted to it, but
Tetris would be great.
My point is, people now like there's like she was describing Mercy. People like idle games. People like click games where you just click over and over and see stuff happen.
So let me inject real quick.
Yeah, what's wrong with repetitive?
I want to clarify this.
So masturbation. I don't mean, people like that.
It's wonderful,
but there's no end point. You don't get better at. I mean, within a limited.
Sometimes you do, friend. You don't. You haven't achieved the new levels yet. They're great.
Achievement unlocked.
Extra boner unlocked. So what I mean is a game like Overwatch that is only a PvP experience, right? That offers a wide array of characters.
But I bet there are people who are like, I'm Bastion. I'm always Bastion. I've never played as anyone else, and I see how good I can get. That's how you get these people who win Smash Brothers tournaments where they're just like,
"Here's the
I'm
thing.
The greatest
the
Samus
game,
player.
The
like,
game
specifically,
tries to
I'm the best person to play.
Fuck those people.
I'm the best person to play Samus and only Samus in the game.
The game
Smash
tries
Brothers.
To discourage that kind of thing, mostly because if somebody gets your character first, you can't get to that character.
Right. Yeah.
And there will be people who will try to like essentially shut down the game, or particularly in competitive mode.
Till they get McCree.
Till they get
they
whatever
like.
Character they get, and the game will punish you for doing that.
That's a great
idea. You will get booted. You will get like suspended if you keep throwing stuff just to get your character.
And I will say, it felt to me as someone who always dabbles in these games when they become a cultural phenomenon, like Team Fortress Classic or Counter Strike
or Overwatch.
Yeah. But I wouldn't have played it if not for this.
No, I wouldn't have either. I wouldn't have played it if it hadn't been for it being discussed.
I did Wikipedia all the characters. Cause
aren't they great?
Well, there's something. It's the same thing as the X-Men. It's the same thing as the Olympic gods. It's the same thing as the WWE. There's something intrinsically appealing about a super team of different things where you get to learn about all their little powers and backstories.
Yeah.
It's fun. It will always be fun.
I'm curious, like, if after this... If you could watch the shorts and then come back to it and see, I mean, you'll probably feel the same about the game,
yeah.
But at least like if that story you're craving, that emotional connection, those shorts will give you that 100%.
And I did also want to give a credit for. I feel like they did take the sting out of the thing. One of the things I complained about in my rant about all these games, which is, unless you were playing from square one and you put in a lot of time every night. You quickly find yourself behind the average curve. And like Call of Duty, I really was just a punk kid playing Call of Duty all the time. So I kept up. But then once you're an adult with a real life, just this concept.
Yeah, it's
of,
hard to keep up with Call. I'll play Call of Duty, and then I've recently just
Call of Duty is impossible to walk in and not be good at.
Right, and there's these little micro economies of concepts. So like in Counter-Strike, you'd log on and be like, "Oh, okay, I guess we all figured out how to jump with the rocket launcher." And now that's going to take me a minute to figure out. And in the meanwhile, it's just headshot, headshot, headshot. So punishing. And I end up losing interest. This game puts a lot of attention towards the characters being so balanced that, and Adam, I think it's kind of a rebuttal of what you're saying, only insofar as you can jump in as a novice player and it doesn't feel like, I'm so out of my depth, I'm intimidated, I should never touch this again.
I disagree with that, but I wanted to say
one... It does it better than most. It does it better than Counter-Strike, Team Fortress.
But it doesn't... So you get intimidated by Call of Duty because you walk in and everybody's so much better.
I get
that doesn't happen in this game.
It's not the human component.
Yeah, they make sure, like, if you're new, like, they make sure you're in a game with new people.
Right, player matching, but it's not even... It's not even the human component. It's the concept of just... I sit down, I turn on a game.
Right.
I don't want to devote 15 hours to getting past the first 1% of
That's
the game
legit.
By getting good at it.
That's legit.
I want to experience the thing in a relatively efficient fashion.
So I think that's totally reasonable. To me, as a person who's a zennial and fucking old, and I want games to be a little bit more limited, honestly.
And
like,
difficult? Is that important to you?
Sometimes it is. Okay. It depends.
I mean, you could pick a game mode that you really like and just stick to that game mode.
So... To me, I click on to Overwatch, and like the amount of choices are frustrating. And I know that sounds like, what? Why? Because like because it feels like the same problem that bad offensive coordinators have in the NFL, right? Where they don't have a system that makes sense. They have all systems. Mm-hmm. So they don't really have anything.
But would you say that about like Mortal Kombat, you should have stuck to 16 characters. Why'd you keep adding?
Well, Mortal Kombat only really had... like five or six archetypes. Like they really copied their archetypes a bunch
to create new characters.
Kind of,
sure.
Well,
you know,
Overwatch has like four or five categories. Do you like being a tank? Do you like being someone who's defensive?
Right.
So you could just go, okay, I know I generally like playing like this. And then you have five characters or six characters to choose from in that category. And you could just stay in that zone and you'll be able to play. You'll always be appreciated. And it's not like you can't have more than one person of that type on your team.
I will readily
also,
acknowledge
isn't that the kind of thing that does what you said you wanted, which is the overwhelming number of characters knowing that they each have a different play style, is one of the things that, even though this is not my type of game, encourages me to play it anyway.
100%.
Because I want to try all the different characters.
I'm split on this.
Oh, when there's a new character introduced, it's a thing.
It's
they
a big
make,
fucking thing, right?
Like, either some characters they introduced by doing like a whole ARG game that was Sombra, which was great as me being on the side of like, what's the new clue this week? And here's the thing, there's so many other bigger fans of it that I didn't have to do anything. There's people who would make YouTube videos of like, this is what was going on this week with this ARG. And I'm like, great, thank you for the 10 minutes of like explaining what's going on. I hope they figure out more, because they're going in through like code and all this stuff. Then there's other characters that they just go, you've heard this character's name in the background for so long, and we give you bits and pieces, but now here he is.
Now here's Osiris.
Well, that's what happened with Doomfist. Like, and there was a thing because they wanted Terry Crews to play Doomfist because he was a big fan of the game
that's
and all
chill.
This stuff. And in the end, they didn't go with it. Like, they invited him, but they didn't go with him.
They didn't go through with it.
Because
for a split second, I imagined Ted Cruz as Doomfist.
Oh.
I'm the Doomfist.
But they did it because he wouldn't have fit the character, because the character's backstory, like, he's African, he has a thing, so you have to have like a dude who could pull off an actual African accent, and he has this whole thing. And I just love that they also, all the voice actors, like,
they're pretty good,
they're great.
I want to split this idea into two pieces, right? So, because I want to talk about it philosophically, and
you got
a tough
your
time.
Over and you got your watch.
So there's a part there's a part of me that likes the idea that it's not so limited, that it's only skill based, right? Because that's a problem with Call of Duty, with Battlefield, with Destiny, even, where like you get into these matches with fools who are so fucking good that you don't want to play.
Whereas in this, it's like, if the guy who's music based, who changes the speed or health of everyone around him, is in the game, it's a fundamentally different feeling game than if he's not in it.
And that's cool. Yeah. So the second piece of it is what I would call like something that Blizzard is fucking excellent at, which is like coming up with complicated and intelligent Rochambeau systems, right? Like they're the best at that.
Just being the kids sitting at recess drawing like, what's cool? look at this cool ape with these glasses and the like.
Right. I would argue that's not the cool kid, but keep going.
Okay, well, it was me, so it was the cool kid. But
yeah.
I do think they're so good at just like, this is the perfect game for them, because without a lot of rooted context, just being like, what's cool? Draw something cool. They're so good.
They are good at that.
visually, this game, I like that I could go in and like everyone looks so distinctly different.
They do.
And friendly, so and just.
It is a like little friendly.
And approachable. And a lot of the other games, like when we try, like when you guys
like
try to get
that
me.
It's not trying to be like, bro, everything's gonna fucking die.
Even
like,
though they
I
have
like
a character that is that, and everyone picks on him. He's the, like, everyone's like, oh, that's the Edgelord, because he goes around and he literally has a move that's like, die, die, die. Like,
Reaper?
He's, yes.
Yeah, the Reaper character.
If
yeah.
He had on his backstory, it's great. But like, either way, he's still.
All right.
He's I read still, it on Wikipedia.
He's still,
I know
he's
his
still a mess, and everyone jokes about him, and Blizzard's also joined in on the joke. Like, there's certain emotes and,
it.
Like, little shruggy things that he does where you're like, oh, okay, you know.
So I'm gonna finish this thought. So, Blizzard is really good at this, right? And my favorite Blizzard game of all time is StarCraft. That's my favorite one.
Mine as well.
Right?
StarCraft 2 or just 1?
I think 1 because I knew it better.
Okay.
But 2 is great.
2
I enjoyed
didn't fuck
it.
With the formula and yeah. just gave you more units and shit. Yeah.
It did. So one of the reasons why I prefer StarCraft to Overwatch, and it's not because of the genre.
StarCraft is the best.
Is because StarCraft is much easier to like learn how to master a race. It's way easier to do that and understand the way that it's a Rochambeau competition than Overwatch is. So, like, Overwatch, you have to play a lot of this game to really understand roles. Like, it takes, like, 5, 10, 20 hours to figure that out. StarCraft, you figure that shit out immediately. Like, within, like, 5 hours, you're like, okay, so this is what the Protoss are like. This is what the Zerg are like. This is how the Terrans work. And this is, like, the kind of build I want to do.
Well,
generally.
That's a very... I don't know if you can fairly compare them, because that's such... They're working on simply on... Like, their spectrum is just two attributes.
And doesn't it take longer to, like, complete a game in StarCraft?
I'm not comparing them in all respects other than just the ability to create a Rochambeau
exactly.
balanced system.
But I'm saying in that Rochambeau system, StarCraft yeah. only fucks with two switches, power and speed. Protoss builds slow, strong power. Zerg the opposite, Terran in the middle.
It depends, like, because I don't think so, because it depends on like how you want to build your spacecraft and how do you want to do invisibility
right,
shit.
Right, it can
do you
get like, infinitely complex yeah. if you want, and right. that makes it the same as Overwatch. Or I would just say, but Overwatch is fundamentally a different game. It's more like the card game Flux, where
right.
the joy of it is not the specific way that there's only four or five types of builds that are... the good kind that slowly yeah. become known, that's what you should do.
Yeah.
It's every card or character that's thrown into the mix affects the underlying rules of the game you're playing. And I just think there's room for that type of game.
Of course
totally different feel.
Nobody's saying there isn't. I'm saying, look, everybody who does a podcast they think my taste matters, so you should hear about it. In my case, I think that the there's not enough of a fucking ladder that gets me all the way up the learning curve of this thing. You know, like, and that maybe a bunch of younger people or whoever are just like, dude, I instantly knew I wanted to be that fucking cowboy and that's it. And like, fine. But like, I like being able to sort of immerse myself slowly into a system like this and understand its complexities. And Overwatch has a fucking huge learning curve for
I that. Think it could super use, and this would actually be really fun, scenarios or like VR rooms mm-hmm. like Metal Gear Solid had, where it's like, when you click this, you're going to do a pre-planned scenario and you don't get to pick the character because right. their powers are uniquely suited to defeating this scenario.
They do that.
And
that would
sort of teach you like...
They kind of do that with... they have every seasonal events.
Sure.
And in those seasonal events, depending on which one it is, there are certain games that you will play that you only play... two of the characters.
But again, like how invested in this game do I have to be to even know that fact?
But I'm also saying
it
like,
depends on when you start playing. Like right now, in the next 2 weeks, like the Lunar New Year is coming up, and because the characters are all diverse, they're celebrating it. Mm-hmm, so yeah. of course, unique skins, things like that. But there sure. will be a game that you will play. Right. I don't know what it is right now, where it'll be certain, maybe like two or three of the characters. Well, it depends on the game. Sometimes you could use all of them. Sometimes you can't. But they will make a game particularly for that event and it'll be a limited range of characters. That's super fucking cool. So you just get to know it. And you get a bunch of skins. You get the new loot
boxes. I want to make sure we talk about that before.
Is that the only change, though, that the characters are limited? Or is the game...
If the game is popular enough, they'll start including it in the arcade mode.
But I mean, what is... How does the game differ from the normal gameplay?
They'll sometimes make a whole new event. Like for Halloween, they'll do Junkintown's of Revenge. And it's more where now you're playing a thing where you're defending a wall. And it's like characters just coming in where you're like defeating robots to try to...
Yeah.
I personally... I only play that game to get the boxes because I'm like, oh, I like being able to run around and move. And
right.
the characters you're choosing aren't my favorite characters.
But I guess speaking to Adam's point of learning curve, I feel like I want something that's a little different than that. I want a playlist of dozens of things where it's like, oh, no, the cloning machine broke. And there's a million Winstons,
right.
and you have to be Bastion.
Right.
And the reason they put that in there is it shows you Bastion's good at killing Winston.
Oh, they did have a
like,
game.
Like, I like chess scenarios that would teach me what to do
there's,
in the game.
There's a, so, everybody's heard of Madden Football, right? Madden Football is like an annualized football franchise. And what they do is every year they add a couple new football things. And it's like, why? Nobody wants it, right? But what they do is they create these tutorial, like, drills that are basically like football drills.
I'd appreciate drills.
Right, and you learn the new skills, and then, you know, in theory, you could get really fucking good at football if you want to. You know, and that's missing in Overwatch. I totally agree with you on that. Even if there's a lunar fucking celebration and you know all the characters and the skins, I don't want to have to do that much work. Like, it needs to be simpler.
I mean, you could just do the tutorial part. The tutorial part, you could sit there and, like, play and... practice.
But that
and, like,
doesn't
learn
teach
your aim.
You, I did the tutorial part for many hours and played every character. That doesn't teach you at all what team-based scenarios
exactly.
each character is useful.
It doesn't
and not
teach you how
within.
It Rochambeau's.
How yes. how will you learn how to be in a team if you're not if you don't just jump in and be on a team?
I don't
want to
jump in
people.
And be on a team with real people until I'm good at the game because I'm worried about letting the team down.
It should be
that's
noted.
The paradox.
It should be noted that Star is playing in a championship soccer match right after this podcast.
So she has like, no
because
problem
she's a
team.
She's
team.
Queen of the teams is the point.
Because it's just like here's the thing. I'm if you want to go with the soccer thing, I'm the worst person on the team because
yeah.
I started playing in my 30s. Everybody else played when they were kids. They
right.
they've been playing forever, but we're still like it's also still like the B league team. It's
yeah.
people who are just like oh we're playing on the weekends. We're not practicing or whatever. They welcomed me with open arms because they're like sweet. You want to play? Come join our team. Let's play, which is great because I'm not good. But little by little, every week, I'm like, oh, I learned a little thing. Or they're encouraging
that's
and it's
cool.
fun and nice. I was nervous. It's socially awkward to be the person who does not know what
soccer.
They're doing, and you have people just going, go over here, go over here.
Yeah.
So it's fine to just jump in, especially with video games. You could turn off
so
all the voices and just go. I'm just going to figure this out.
All that's happening, right? So all that's happening is you guys are both articulating. The way you meet the problem of social interaction with games, you meet it by, I'm just going to shut down their ability to say anything to me. I'm still going to do it because I want to.
Yeah.
I'm just going to, they're not going to be able to say anything shitty to me. You say, I want to hear them because that's why I'm doing this. So first I'm going to get very good so that they wouldn't say anything.
And my whole
to
life
me.
Comports to that very
right.
closely. Like,
and that's legit.
I practice things in private until they're ready for public
but
consumption.
But here's the thing. People
I don't want
see
people
your rank,
to,
too.
I don't
they'll
want people to watch
as,
me
as
learn.
They see your rank and they go, oh, you're not going to be good. So they'll... compensate on it on
in
their
theory.
End if they want to actually play the game.
I was raised,
and also you're not allowed in competitive if you're under 25
oh,
level.
But it's not
so
the
they
issue
you
of,
can't
oh,
if
fair
you
enough.
If you can't play the game, you're
yeah,
they're
yeah.
not going to let you go in the place where people actually take it seriously.
It's not the issue of people's
that's
perception
fair.
Of my ranking at all. It's the actual real fact that I'm not good at the game
right.
yet. So playing it with people who are all. Good
right.
is not is frustrating and not
and I,
rewarding my dopamine centers. So
yeah.
like I guess
that's right.
I would love a series of rooms like Portal for Overwatch where it was more like puzzles like okay, I have this ability I have this set of three abilities and I have to get over this chasm and there's a thing there and a thing there. What can I do with
like
my
Portal seems like the perfect game for you. Like
yeah,
so
I love Portal.
So like
it
I was raised
the
on the hard streets of Halo and Call of Duty, right?
I just said Call of Duty I
know.
The most hours.
I know. I'm not we're not arguing right now. I'm just setting a stage. Painting
you can't
a picture.
Dictate that.
I can't
whether we're arguing. I have say in that.
I don't like how you're doing this. So like I was raised on those streets, so like now I don't want to do it the way she's doing it, where it's like, oh, people will compensate and like they understand how the levels go. Like, I want to like claw my way to the top. That's what I like about games. Like, mm-hmm. I like that. And I often make decisions about what game I'm going to play based on, like, in the first few hours, do I get a sense that I'm going to be able to do that?
Oh,
you know, like, that's how okay. I, like, so, and Overwatch was one of those games where it was like, I may not, I don't know if I want to put the 80 hours in that it's going to take for me to get good at this fucking cowboy, you know?
My best friend was exactly like that growing up.
And Griffin?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would just want to play anything that didn't involve competition because all he would want to do is find a game that he is good at mm-hmm. and go, okay, yep. we're going to play NFL Blitz now. do you see how much I beat you by? Okay, we're gonna play again. Look, I
yeah,
beat
see,
you
yeah,
by
that's
even
not
more.
Fun
and
at
I'm like,
all.
That's not fun.
That sucks, yeah.
And he's like, things are only fun if you can win or lose them.
Right.
And I'm like, I don't feel that way at all.
See, I'm yeah. like I
You're
could,
a Montessori kid.
I could get
but
that
But so is he. It's just natural to him.
I could get that feeling in that game at least at this point, because every once in a while, like you said, sometimes you get tired of playing the character you're good at.
Yeah.
And you're like, well, what if I tried this? Here's the thing. If I'm doing that, I don't go in the areas where people are being seriously competitive.
Right. You wall them off so you don't
no,
have
no,
to deal with it.
No, I just don't
it.
Play. Yeah. There's a competitive mode where after level 25, you could go in. And if you go in that
right.
mode, you know everyone in playing this, or at least conceptually, is taking the game seriously. They right. want to win the thing. They're being strategic. So yeah. you don't go in there if you're fucking around and trying to learn a new character.
And I think
what
most
you do is you go to quick play where no
right.
one, there's no stakes. You jump into a game, like, they're short. They're like 5 minutes, maybe like 10 if like people actually get into it.
Sure.
But that's where you go to experiment. And everyone at this point understands that that's what's going on if you go into quick play mode, that you're not in it for a serious thing.
That's literally
no one should be.
All, that's all point. That's all PvP games.
Well, that's
now.
Fortnite,
all of them have that.
Battle Royale, yeah.
Destiny, Call of Duty. Yeah.
And then
all
there's just
that.
Like,
Crucible,
and then yeah. there's just the arcade modes where you could go in. And here's the thing. If you wanted to do that, you could make an arcade mode where you set it up where you're like trying to learn how to play this particular thing, and you could change all
the
specs of all the
characters. I did that with
the robots,
but that's not. I want puzzles, pre-planned puzzles.
You want to not have
elements.
To play with people.
Well, no, I don't just want a danger room with to be able to play any different. No, I don't need this.
I
here's
the thing. I would love a portal version of Overwatch.
That's what I'm saying.
If there was a portal version of Overwatch, I would be in heaven. That would be
right. I want an Overwatch game where there's portal-like levels where you're like, oh, I'm Hanzo, so I can climb the walls. That's useful for this room. That would be fun.
Do you like StarCrafting against people?
Well, yeah, that's all you can really do. Oh, that's there
you
was
can
the
play
campaign.
Against bots.
You blow through the campaign real fast.
But
I never played against bots because it did feel like the interesting part of StarCraft was to see how different people's brains work strategically on a macro level.
Right.
Because if you're with someone who wasn't going to Zerg rush you or find a way to just fuck the game in 3 minutes, and it did get ruined for me because there became this competitive. What I don't like is no game is perfect. There's always exploits and things that are broken.
Of course.
Mm-hmm. And I don't like PvP because PvP always boils down to you have to do whatever the latest fatty exploit is because everyone else is doing it.
Not necessarily with Overwatch.
She loves Overwatch.
I mean, that's why we brought her. But that's why we wanted her on
the
show.
Because whenever they introduce a new character, they introduce a mode. There's an arcade mode which is like, go in here. This is for you to go just play this new character without fucking up the rest of your stuff.
Right.
Yeah.
And everyone goes in there, tests it out, figures out what they like, figures out the mechanics, and you just play. And it's chaos because no one's actually trying to play
right.
the game properly.
They're learning.
Yeah. So you have that for about a week, and then they're not introduced into competitive because they're like, this character's still too new. None of you guys are good at this character yet. We're not gonna throw that dynamic in there because no one knows how to defend against or play the character. So they wean you into learning a new character before they let you play with that competitively, so that you can't break the game.
That's fair. And then they can play test it and stuff. Here's my thing. So I've listened to you and that makes sense what you're saying, but I feel like the only difference, like the only reason that we're talking about Overwatch and you're defending it with these things is that Overwatch is the game that hooked you.
Oh yeah.
Because almost the rest of all the PvPs that I have played,
Battlefront. I used to play Call of Duty.
That's just the beta testing phase. They all do that.
Yeah, including Battlefront, including Destiny, like all these games have these things.
I used to play Call of Duty, and I used to really like, I forget which one. It was the one that had like the first Nuketown in it, that one.
The first Nuketown?
Nuketown. There was a level called Nuketown, and it was a small map. And it was super fun.
Oh, multiplayer. Yeah.
Here's the thing. Call of Duty, map. I never played.
I don't know the multiplayer.
I never played. I never played the story mode in Call of Duty.
Were you? Oh.
Ever. Because it was too dark and violent and dark.
But the game, the multiplayer wasn't?
Because that was cartoonish. Like, it wasn't like a real.
I could see that, actually. That does
thing.
Make some
like,
sense.
You're on a boat and now you're fighting each other.
So
and
you don't
teams.
Like the killing part of Call of Duty?
Oh, no. Not at all.
Then like, why did you play it?
Because I was around people who were playing it all the time. And yeah. I'm like, well, if I want to stare at this screen, I start understanding what's going on. So I started playing it.
So,
and then I would try to, like, once the game started, it's like, okay, it's November. There's the new over. The new Call of Duty. So I'd get
she
it, and then
Overwatch. She loves Overwatch.
Like I never prestiged in Call of Duty because it got to the point where
tough.
Everyone else got so good, and since I wasn't like, because I just want to jump in and play for like half an hour and then go do other things.
You can't do that.
You can't do that. You have to keep grinding and keep going.
That's got
to
be
so.
A
it lost me because I never got into the story, and then the multiplayer just got too hard.
Right.
This is the first game where it's like, oh, like visually, I'm always intrigued.
The
everything looks
are
super fun
in
and
your
nice.
Zone.
And
you don't find that there's.
And I don't feel like I could. I mean, I don't know if it's a. I haven't played with like super new people in a long time.
But have you found?
But I still feel like I would be having a good time if people weren't good at the game.
But have you found any emerging group of people who are super serious about it that it's not fun to play with? Because I've just seen that happen with every ecosystem, and if they're able to avoid that,
only,
that's amazing.
I've only seen that happen in the competitive mode. And
that's what I mean.
And but that's the thing, you don't ever have to touch competitive
well,
mode.
Well, you know, but that's true of every
time.
Game. You don't have to.
So,
but so I'm arguing because if you never have to touch competitive mode and the reason you don't touch it is because it's not fun, then why are we having it at all?
Well, because people are making money off of it.
Right now, there's Overwatch League.
I know. It's
become
because,
like a thing. You
that's
have
what's
teams.
Weird is,
it's like
I hate this disparity where someone who wants to play five different games and next month they're going to try some new games in the rotation, they can never compete against this small percentage of people who only like one game and play it 9 to 5.
Right.
And so the company feels beholden to support this sector of addicted weirdos. And I'm like, don't. Just make the game.
But they're making so much money.
Oh, my God.
So I want to jump into this.
I know.
I want to jump into this conversation
everything.
From a different vantage point, because this is really important about Overwatch.
We do. Yeah. We'll need to get to the last segment soon.
Okay, fair enough. So you just brought up what I think is an excellent point, which is games like this are designed in such a way that they want to get like the 1% of the 1% of people that buy it who are going to spend the energy, time, and money on skins, on loot boxes, and shit like that. Every game now has this. Destiny has it. Battlefront has it.
Phone games brought it into
culture.
Yeah, exactly.
So, and quite frankly, the game has to have a good enough loot loop for people to want to still play it for years and years. Do you think this game has a good version of the loot loop?
Yes.
Why?
Because I've spent real money on this.
Keep going.
Why have I done this? It's just a skin. It doesn't do anything to the game. But my God, I'm like, oh, but those colors look really good. And that's a really interesting
skin. Are the
skins
just color schemes?
They have different levels of it. They have like skins that everyone can get that are usually just change of color.
Right.
Then they have epic skins where there's slightly fancier looking things, but
different
the base skin's essentially
stuff,
the same.
Yeah.
But then there's like the legendary skins where they change the whole model of the character to become like a monster or whatever's on the theme of the event that usually these come out.
That's chill.
And those, and they cost a lot. And here's the thing, you can't just buy the one thing. You have to get it in a loot box, and the loot boxes are always random. I mean, well, you can buy them if you earn enough coins, but that takes forever,
right?
So it's there in the game, and so whenever there's a big event,
that's how
and there's
works.
Like usually I always limit it for me because I'm like, I can't spend this much money. There's a character that I particularly play all the time. I try to get all of hers.
Who,
and then
are
other,
you not gonna say?
Oh,
who
Symmetra.
Do you play
I main as Symmetra,
Symmetra
mostly.
Cool.
Symmetra.
Yeah. She's Indian.
Yeah, yeah.
She's canonically autistic, which is also interesting.
Yeah.
Because she's obsessed with order and numbers, and she's not good at like reading people's emotions. There's comics too for this, by the way. Like, there's a whole thing.
I want to jump in because I don't want to get too sidetracked on what are Wikipedia. So that. So skins alone are enough of a reason for you to still be playing this game and to spend real money.
Kind of, yeah.
Okay. Haven't you spent money on silver and Destiny?
Oh, fuck yeah, I have.
Okay.
But so you know what it's for?
What? To get the exotics or what?
I mean, yeah, to skin up my guns.
It's for things to help your game.
I get different. Yeah, but also they give you, see, and this is one of the controversies. They give you new armor and stuff that has different stats, and they also give you like your fucking sparrow. Like, they give you special sparrows that have, like, unique stats and stuff. Are they major bonuses? No, but they actually affect the gameplay. That's part
of
it.
See, that would bother me if the skins affected the gameplay.
That's the real rub, right?
Because I'm getting the skin because for a visual aesthetic. Like, yes. I like visually how this looks. And if they made a skin that was hideous, but it gave you all this extra things, I'd be upset. Because I'm like, I wouldn't want to wear that.
Well, that would be because it's a poorly designed piece of content or what. Yeah, I agree, but
where do you fall on this?
That I wish the society didn't work this way, and this is a whole different podcast.
Yeah.
But are we going to sit back and not admit that money runs everything and rich people get better things? Then people are like, oh, it ruins the purity of the fair system that someone with wealth and privilege can buy their character stats.
It's like, you have an Xbox, dude.
People with wealth and privilege are fucking you in real life. Like, who cares about the video game?
And also, I would say, I mean, I think there's something to that argument just a little bit. But I would also say, like, and I'm not defending this, video games have not gone up in price for decades. Like, have not substantively increased in price for decades. It's
but
not
they
that,
have. This is that.
This is how they're doing it.
Yeah. Exactly. They have.
But also, it's not that crazy that they're doing it this way. Like, you can still have your 40-hour experience.
Well, it's going back to the arcade thing of pay some tax for every few hours you play.
Right.
It used to be quarters.
Yes, that's right. Exactly. Well, but that's way
I will say they're really trying very hard to get everybody into this Overwatch League thing.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if this difference between like the PC players and the console players. As a console player, I'm not into it because as a console player, I can't participate.
Yeah.
And
it's the PC people.
It's all. It's only for the PC people.
They're always
better. Fair enough, because the controls are better.
Yeah, I guess.
But I can't like. But they're trying very hard for me to also be interested. They're including into the game where you could watch the live competitive matches.
Yeah.
They have all the new skins for all the local teams. I did buy.
I love skins.
They offered one. They offered one for free. And here's the thing: you cannot earn the league games through the playing the regular game.
Skins you have are like to porn
actually,
for you.
You actually have to buy them or I think watch the league games to earn it.
Yeah.
And they're not, the team skins in particular are not worth it for me. But
give me your precious
skins. Give me skins. I would say
it's just not worth my, I'm not interested and I don't have the time to sit and watch pro people play this game because I'm interested in playing it myself.
And then you want to transition.
It's not fun watching people who are really good and I'm like, I don't know how you did that.
We can obviously go 2 hours. I'm so sorry to interrupt everyone.
That's all
right. You have to leave in 6 minutes, right?
Oh, shit. Yes, I do.
Okay, so we're going to pass our last checkpoint. I don't care if you could talk more about Overwatch. Adam has more to say about Overwatch.
It's about the loot. Go ahead.
But
I do
think like we're great conversationalists. Someone has to get cut off. I'm sorry.
Yeah, yeah.
It's fine.
So we're moving into our final section.
So angry.
Where you just give, well, you can include it as your wrap-up thought.
Oh, you think I won't?
Keep or delete.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
Today I'm going to give you some straightforward advice on how to deal with naughty kids. How about instead of timeouts, time ins? Time for you to start paying some bills. I'm J.B. Smoove, and that was a full episode of my new podcast, Straightforward. Inspired by guaranteed straightforward pricing from AT&T Fiber. Get what you want without the complicated. AT&T Fiber, live like a gigillionaire. Available wherever you get your podcast. Limited availability in select areas. Visit AT&T.com/hypergig for details.
Okay, I love Walker Hayes. He's amazing. He's so fun, such a great entertainer. And that's why I'm so excited that JCPenney and country music singer-songwriter Walker Hayes are partnering together on a new limited-time men's collection for the everyday guy. The Walker Hayes for JCPenney collection is an upbeat playlist of instant classics with laid-back appeal and down-home vibes. As a dad of 7 kids, he knows exactly what fathers want and need when it comes to their style. This collection reflects his casually cool styles with outdoor-inspired details and versatile colors. Perfect for the guy living the t-shirt life or someone wanting some fresh options that feel just as good. It's easy to wear affordable styles that celebrate the ultimate family man, along with the quality, durability, and sensibility dads appreciate. Available online Saturday, May 4th at jcp.com and in-store Thursday, May 16th, just in time for Father's Day. Limited time only. JCPenney, make it count.
Would you, you know, enshrine this game in the canon of all games?
Yeah, on the hard drive.
And we usually try to compare within the genre. Right. So is this the best representative of this genre? Would you show it to aliens?
One of them, yeah.
Would you show it to the angels? Whatever. Right. Does it represent the medium of gaming well?
I think so. Yeah.
You keep
Stars
it.
Jumping
I
in
would
with
super
a
keep it. Well, obviously.
Surprise, surprise.
Yeah. I delete it. I don't think it's the best of PvP or collaborative PvP. And I also don't think it's the best of loot boxes. I think we've seen that done better elsewhere, too. I think it's a great game, but I delete it.
I'd also delete it. I'm sorry.
Yeah, it's okay.
I'd keep Team Fortress Classic,
it's
too.
It's not
instead.
For everybody, and that's yeah. all right.
I just think that there's different versions of what makes this game pleasurable in other games that are better to me. Like, that's just, you know, it. That's how I feel.
Which one?
I think that for the like pure competition of it, I would say fucking Halo 2 was better.
Halo 2 was fun.
Halo 2 was
Halo
excellent.
2 LAN party style
was so
fun.
Great.
But everybody Halo
Current
looked,
is better.
Halo looked everybody looked the same.
I know you like the diversity of the look, and I get that.
Everybody
and also
looked,
and that's fine.
Like,
but I only had 4 skins, man.
And I would say, like, I would say that's a problem that we're solving with Destiny, which is also better.
And in this podcast,
Destiny, everyone looks like robots.
I was gonna say the skins are still much better
sure.
in Overwatch.
They're not
than
gorillas
even
with spectacles.
No,
fair
no,
enough.
No. But I'm saying the amount your look changes is very mild compared to Overwatch
True.
Skins, which are much more works of art.
100%.
And
really
I do
are.
Feel like you get it. They're unlockable works of art. It's almost like collecting trading cards by artists you like. Or
and
whatever.
I can see why that would really appeal to you specifically.
Yeah.
Like, and that's awesome. It really is. And I don't want to say I think Overwatch is one of the best looking games I've ever seen. It's
that's
gorgeous.
True.
Gorgeous yeah. game.
So
I don't
pretty.
Like this kind of art style. It's not my thing, but
it's,
I think it looks good.
It's playing a Pixar movie.
I was going to say the short looked as good as a Pixar
it
opening
did.
Short.
Yeah.
The short
they
is
incredible. Really put
yeah.
a lot of money into those.
But I don't care.
I'm only about innovation and story. And yeah. so I'm like,
I really
Team
want you
Classic
to watch the rest
first.
Of the, yeah. the shorts.
I
think,
probably
I think
like
yeah.
I would way story. Rather play StarCraft for exactly the same Rochambeau effect. Like a much better version.
We don't have time for this, but I want to discuss like what's our favorite game that underlying is just rock, paper, scissors, also called Rochambeau. Because there's a lot of
StarCraft.
Games that are that. There's,
I only played StarCraft in like middle school for like a little bit.
I feel
and
like,
then I wasn't allowed into the LAN parties because they weren't letting girls play with them. So that's why.
Are you serious?
Yeah, I'm kind of not.
Oh, that sucks, man.
I like StarCraft as a concept, but I have like a little about it because boys are dumb.
I wish I could play StarCraft with you so you would like it as
we
much
should,
as I do.
Yeah, that would be fun.
I really like
we'll
that
stream
game.
Some StarCraft with you.
Is it on console? I don't have. Like,
I'm sure there's a way.
I have a Mac, so it's harder for me to play a lot of games.
It is on Mac.
Okay.
Yeah, there you go. Star and I are also supposed to, on the One Upsmanship Twitch channel, she's going to dial in to me playing Resident Evil 7, and she's going to make all the choices.
Oh, great.
Yeah, because I can't play horror games.
She can't play
I'll
be
like,
watching
so,
that. That'll be fun.
I think we're going to do that next week, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, look for that.
Yeah.
Twitch.tv, I think, / One Upsmanship.
And next week, for the purposes of when this comes out, I don't know, but it's going to be the first week of February.
Oh, yeah, this is probably moot by the time this comes out.
Yeah, yeah.
But
right.
I hope
so
you watched it.
We have
it.
Done that. Yeah, hope you liked it.
Star, where can people find you online?
You could find me on Twitter at StarlineX and probably just look up stuff from there. Instagram is Starline. I have a webcomic called RubyWhipple.com,
it's
Ruby with
good.
An I.
It's very good.
And I also have a podcast with my coworkers called We Stay Late, and we just shoot the shit and talk about digital media and answer questions from people who ask us weird questions.
Star and I got in an hour-long debate about Ruby Whipple that was actually meaningful. Wouldn't you agree?
Yeah,
we got
true.
It
yeah,
at
yeah.
Disneyland. It's a good comic. I really like it.
You took the witches should be burned for heresy stance, right?
Of course. Yeah. That's where you start. You work your way out of it.
Read the webcomic. It's good.
Ruby Whipple. And thank you again, Star, for being here.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, I'm sorry I had to rush it.
We'll have you back for the Portal episode. Which
yes.
We'll
that's good.
Which is great because I get to replay it, and it's going to be really fun.
Playing Portal 2 is now very difficult, by the way.
Really?
It's not backwards compatible.
I see.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
What I loved about Portal 2 is the two-player thing was a whole different story than the one-player.
I never got to play the two-player thing.
The two-player?
Because I didn't have someone to play it with who gave a shit about the game.
The Portal 2 two-player campaign is a completely new story.
Oh, I know the story. I looked it up because I'm like, I need
to
know.
But like the idea that now it's a whole second game where the puzzles require working together. It's fucking such a brilliant series.
I like, I really do at some point want to revisit the concept of the gamer who is invited to investigate. Because you're the most that I know. And I think that gaming companies are going that way. Expecting you to like, the game is one thing. The lore and sort of the world that
it's
surrounds it is a thing you got to go out and find.
That's
got to
be really
there.
Hard, though, because if I'm not interested in the lore, I'm probably not going to play the game.
That's all you did with
much.
Overwatch.
Oh, yeah. That's all
lore.
I did.
Yeah, of course
they happened
there's
to get
more.
Me in a certain way. Like, it was like my particular
ARGs,
thing.
Viral websites. This is going to be increasingly common. Yeah.
And we should talk about that sometime.
Sure.
Yeah.
Cool.
But not now because it's 12:30. Bye.
Bye.
Work complete.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
Hey guys, back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah. And some waves. So we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Ah, love that.
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in.
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it.
Can a girl go shopping?
Yeah, baby.
Wait. Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
Viking, committed to exploring the world in comfort. Journey through the heart of Europe on an elegant Viking longship with thoughtful service, cultural enrichment, and all-inclusive fares. Discover more at viking.com.